What is a DKIM record? A complete guide to setup, mistakes, and DMARC alignment. Without proper email authentication, cybercriminals can spoof emails, risking both sender reputation and recipient security. Implementing SPF DKIM and DMARC together builds trust and ensures that emails are genuinely from the claimed sender. This article focuses on DKIM domain keys, identified mail, which adds a cryptographic signature to emails to verify that they haven't been altered in transit. A DKIM record stored in DNS as a TXT entry contains the public key used by receiving servers to validate signatures. For example, selector 1, domainkey.example.com, int xtv equals DKIM 1, k equals RSA, p equals public key. Here, selector 1 is the DKIM selector, domain key is the required subdomain, and the public key, PE, equals verifies email authenticity. How DKIM works? The sender server uses a private key to sign outgoing emails, DKIM header. The recipient server retrieves the public key from DNS using the selector. It compares the decrypted signature with the email's contents. If they match, DKIM passes. Otherwise, the email may be flagged or rejected. Common DKIM mistakes include using the wrong selector, causing verification failure, publishing incomplete or broken keys, not rotating keys regularly, increasing security risks, failing to update DNS after switching email providers, misalignment with the from domain under DMARC, interaction with SPF and DMARC. SPF checks if the sending server is authorized. DMARC enforces policy when SPF or DKIM fails and requires domain alignment. Combined, they protect against spoofing and phishing. If one check fails, example, SPF breaks when emails are forwarded, the other can still pass, maintaining deliverability. Using SPF, DKIM, and DMARC together ensures stronger email security, better deliverability, and protection against phishing threats.